Sagt der Mishnah weiter. Masech de Sukkah, Perik Hei, Mishnah Dalid. Chassidim vi Anshei Maisa. Chassidim, in the Lashon of the Mishnah, refers to people that did Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. Erlech Yidin, vi Anshei Maisa, people that had very good deeds. They were always doing good things. In other words, special people. Hayim Meragdim Lefneim. They would dance in front of all the people that came to see. Here is the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Lulav. Perik Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel. Mitzvah, there is a mitzvah, laharbois besimcha zu. To do as much as you can of this simcha. So it wasn't just anyone who can come here and dance. Only the great people, the Chachme Yisrael, the Roshei HaYeshivas, the Sanhedrin, the Chassidim, the Zakenim, the Anshei Maisa. Heim, it is dafka them. Shoyim Miragdin, Umasavkin, they would dance and clap and sing. Umanagnim, Umasamkin, Bimigdash, Bimechaka Sukkos. Avul Kol Ha'am, the rest of the people, Huanoshim, Vahanoshim, men or women, Kulam Boyen, Lirois, Vilishmaya. They all came to see and to hear. So once again, Zakta Mishnah, Chasidim Anshei Maisa, Hayim Miragdim Lefneim, they would dance before them, Ba'avukas Shel Or Shebi Yedeyan, with the flaming torches that were in their hands. They would throw them up into the air and catch them, and they would juggle four torches, and some could even juggle eight torches. The Gemara tells us of Shem Megamliel was able to juggle eight burning torches without any of them touching another. We Oimrim Lefneim Divrei Shiras V'Sishbachais, and they would say words of songs and praises to them. What did they say? What did they sing? They would sing Ashri Yalduseinu Shaloi Vesha Ziknoiseinu. Happy is our youth that it has not shamed our old age. In other words, we didn't do what when we were young. So Memela, we're not ashamed when we're old. And those that were Bali Tshuva, they said Ashri Ziknoiseinu Shechipra Al Yalduseinu. Fortune is our older years, where we had a chance to do tshuva and have a kapara on the chetayim that we did when we were young. And then both the tzaddikim and the balei tshuva would sing, Ashri misha lechata, how fortunate is one who doesn't sin, umisha chata, yashri v'yimcha, let him do tshuva, and Hashem will be moichel him. Zakta Mishnah Vayter v'halevim, and the levim would sing, b'chinoi reis, with harps, Ubinevolim. This is also a kind of a stringed instrument that is similar to a harp. Uvim tzaltayim. These are cymbals. You know, the two big metal things that you bang one into the other. Uvachetzaitzreis, so with trumpets. Ubechli shir b'lei mispar. And there were countless musical instruments. In other words, whether we're talking about the four different types of instruments that we counted out, the kinoiros, the nevolim, the mitzaltayim, the chatzaitzros, or whether any of the other instruments that they were used, there was no set amount. On the other hand, the clay shear that they used by the karbanos, there was a set amount, and you weren't allowed to add to it. So the Mishnah Vayter, the Levim stood al chamesh esri malis on the 15 steps, hayardes that comes down, the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Nashim. The base of Mikdash was built on the Harabayas. Now a mountain keeps going up and up. It went up and up toward the west. The Ezras Yisrael was higher than the Ezras Nashim. So there were 15 steps to come down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Nashim. Now we're soon going to learn in the Mishnah, it was on these steps that the Levim stood the entire night. And they sang with their musical instruments before the people that were engaged in the Simcha in the Ezras Nashim. And why were there 15 steps? These 15 steps corresponded. They were keneged, chamisha asar, the 15 kapitlach of Tehillim that begin Shir Hamalos, from Kuf Chaf until Kuf Lamed Aleph. As the Mishnah explains, Shalayan, on these 15 steps, Levian Aimdim, Levian stood, and they sang Bechlei Shir with their musical instruments, V'aymrim Shira, and they said additional Shirais to the Shiras V'Sishbachis that the Chassidim and the Anshei Maisa sang, which we explained earlier. They also sang, and the Tosefta explains they sang parts of the Shir Hamalos. Some sang Shir Hamalos Hinei Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Avdi Hashem Ho'imdim Beveis Hashem Balelos. And some sang And when they finished, they sang, and the simcha continued the entire night. The Batanura explains, it was only during this shir that the Levim stood on the steps. When they sang by the carbon, there was a special platform that they stood on, called the duche. Zak the Mishnah weiter, v'amdu shnei kohanim, v'shara elyon, sheyoyred me Ezras Yisrael le'Ezras Noshim. Two kohanim stood, v'shara elyon, at the upper gate, sheyoyred, that comes down, me Ezras Yisrael, from the Ezras Yisrael, le'Ezras Noshim, to the Ezras Noshim. In other words, there was a gateway that through this gateway, you came down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim. That was the gateway that was on the east of the Ezras Yisrael, at the top of the 15 steps that we just mentioned. That's why it was called the Shar HaElyon, because it was above the Ezras Noshim. V'shtei chatzaitzretz, and this kehanim had two trumpets v'yedein in their hands, kara hagever, when the special person called out, who is this special person? He was someone who was in charge. You may remember this from the Masechtas Shkalim. He was in charge to call on every morning. Im du kohanim, wake up kohanim, to do your avaida, levim, go to the platform, and Yisraelim, go to your stations. There is another opinion. When we say gever over here, we mean the rooster. But either way, when morning came, taku the kohanim would blow their trumpets, a koil of a tekiah, a long blast of a hariyu, the koil of the trua, short blasts, bitaku, and another long blast, three koiles. That was a simon. It was time to go fill up the water from the shalayach for the purpose of Nesach HaMayim. Now the Kehanim would start walking down these 15 steps. Higiyu l'mayla asiris, when they came to the 10th step, taku v'riyu v'taku, once again, a second time, at kiyah, tru, and at kiyah. Higiyu l'yazara, when they came to the ground level of the Ezras Noshim, so for a third time, taku v'riyu v'taku, they blew at kiyah, tru, and kiyah. With these last kailas, hayataykin v'haylchen, they would blow long blasts as they would walk in the Ezras Noshim toward the east, until they came to the gateway where you leave the Ezras Noshim, out to the Harabayas Mizrach on the east side. Remember, the Mizrach is the front, where you come in from. When they came to the Shar, where you leave the Ezras Noshim to the Harabayas on the east side, they turned their faces toward the west. The Amrun, they said as follows. Now, let's explain that some of the Yidden at the end of Bayis Rishon, they served the sun, and they would turn their backs to the Beis HaMikdash. That was a kind of a bazayin to the Beis HaMikdash while bowing down east toward the rising sun. That's why now when the Kohanim and everyone came to the Shar HaMizrach and it was the time for the sun to come up, they wanted to clearly state that they don't do that. And therefore, again, Zakta Mishnah, Higiyu, when the Kehanim arrived, Lashar, to the gateway, Hayotze Mimizrach, that comes out from the east, in the Ezras Noshim, Havchu, Pnei Elamar, they all turned their faces toward the west, toward the Heichol. The Amrun, they said, Aviseinu Shoi B'mokem Azeh, our fathers who were in this place during the times of Bayis Rishain, Achireyem El Heichol Hashem. Their back was to the Heichol Hashem. Ufineyem Kedma, and their face was to the east. And they bow down in the east toward the sun. But us, we're not like them. Rather, our face is toward the Heichol. Our eyes are toward Hashem. Rabbi Huda says, Hayashainen, they would double this. They would say, Anu, we are Moida, we bow down Laka to Hashem. That's on the past. And we only hope to Hashem for the future. Afterwards, they continued with shiras and sishbachais till the Me'ah Shalayach, and they drew the water, like we explained earlier in Perik Dalet Mishnah Tes. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We learned that it was only the Hasidim and the Anshei Ma'aseh that were dancing, and they juggled the Avuka Shalar in their hands, saying shiras and sishbachais. The Levim played special musical instruments. They stood on the 15 steps that come down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim that corresponded to the 15 kapitlach of Shir HaMalos in Tehillim. Toward the morning, two kohanim stood at the upper gate that comes down from the Ezras Yisrael to the Ezras Noshim. and they had two trumpets in their hands. When it came time for Kara HaGaber, the person who woke everyone up to do the Avaida, they blew with the trumpets at Kiyah, true at Kiyah. They came down to the 10th step, blew at Kiyah, true and at Kiyah. And then they came down to the ground level of the Azara, and for a third time they blew at Kiyah, true at Kiyah, and they continued to blow until they got to the Shar HaYotzei Mizrach. That's the gate leading out to the east. When they reached the gate, they turned their faces toward the west. And they said, although in previous generations there were some of the Yidden that bowed down in the east toward the sun with their backs to the Heichel, we turned towards the Heichel, our face is toward the Heichel. Our back is toward the east. And we say, our eyes are toward you, Hashem. And Rabbi Yehuda says, they repeated it twice. Anu l'ka u'l'ka ineinu. And as we explained, it means we thank you, Hashem, for everything till now, and we are mispalel to you for the future.